emotions and ambitions around it. One way to find the men who brought it out of the barrel land might be to look for people who were out of town during the proper time period and who have shown changed patterns of behavior. Generally, aggravated tendencies toward indulging weaknesses they've had all along. Darling got that from Silent. She signed back. That method has been tried. Without success. The Limper's raid killed so many and left people so mixed around that the necessary information cannot be gathered. There's got to be a way, Raven carped. One of the local guys said, Gossamer and Spider Silk already thought of it. Get so many bad guys in that the thieves have to panic and do something to give themselves away. Sooner or later. Dumb, Raven said. He sneered. All they'd have to do is snip a few loose ends, if there were any, and sit tight. That's what they were doing. We think. The guy went off about some really gruesome disease called the Black Hand that had been traced to a physician that got himself knifed in an eye blink after the twins closed the city. There was still some debate, but a lot thought the Black Hand maybe got started when somebody accidentally touched the spike bare hand, then passed it on when he went to the physician for help. The physician passed it around to his clients, and they passed it around some more, till the soldiers rounded them up so they couldn't. Darling sighed. The twins cleaved to this theory. The physician's murder was witnessed. Two men were involved. They have not been identified or even well described. The local men went on about theories and about how none of the people with the Black Hand had had anything to do with grabbing the spike. The twins made sure of that right away. So there was some guy running around who maybe had been fixed up by the doc, and that was an angle a lot of hunters were working. Maybe, I said. But what if maybe his buddies was smart enough to put him 6 feet under? Seemed like nobody had thought about that. Nice people tend to think everybody's nice. What about them roses? I asked. If it ain't your people painting them, who is? And why? A diversion, obviously, Raven said. If we could catch whoever is doing it, we might get a break. The local talker said, Go teach your grandma to suck eggs, fella. We've got everybody we have on the street calming people down and asking questions. Tonight, everybody is going to be watching likely places to put more up. We see somebody, he'll be over here answering questions before he can blink. I sat myself down out of the way, fixing to take a nap. Wanna bet they don't walk into it? Chapter 47. Does clay tire? Does the earth? No. The clay man loped northward, hour after hour and mile after mile, day and night, pausing seldom and then only to freshen the coat of grease, spell-supported, that retained moisture and kept the clay supple. The miles passed away.